Hi there. The word for you today is help for anxiety and depression. David writes, "My anxious thoughts multiply within me." Your thought life can be the incubator for anxiety and depression. So here are five things you need to keep in mind. Number one, your thoughts are yours. David writes, "My anxious thoughts multiply within me." You conceive, interpret, assign meaning to, and accept or reject those thoughts. So be decisive about which thoughts are or aren't helpful. Number two, you become what your thought life makes you. Solomon says, "As he thinketh in his heart, so is he." It's not your circumstances. It's your thoughts about your circumstances that produce your emotions or feelings. Your thoughts trigger biochemistry that determines your feelings, their duration and their intensity. When you begin to think differently, you'll begin to feel differently. It works like that. Number three, your thoughts are prolific. Note what the psalmist said, "They multiply within me." Random thoughts may be temporarily upsetting, but they don't produce lasting anxiety or depression. That's the work of persistent thought patterns, negative thoughts that multiply, repeating themselves within you. You say, "What can I do?" Well, Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 10 and 4, "Take every thought captive and make it submit and be obedient to Christ." So you have the power to take control of your thoughts. Again, the Bible says, Ephesians 4:23, listen to this, "Let the Spirit renew your individual thoughts and attitudes." That is habitual mind set. Let what? Let the Spirit of God that dwells within you renew your mind. Submit your thoughts to God's Spirit, allowing Him to approve and renew or even replace them with His thoughts. Anxiety and depression can't continue to control you when you give God control of your mind. And number five, people. People can contribute to your anxiety and depression. They can actually make you want to live or die. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, says the Bible. So, they can reduce or increase your anxiety and depression. What are you going to do? Avoid people who speak discouraging negative words and hang out with those who speak. Proverbs 12:25, here it is, "A good word that makes your heart glad."